Welcome to Food for Thought, the place to explore, celebrate, and manifest a life motivated and defined by unconditional compassion and optimal wellness. My name is Colleen Patrick-Goudreau. I'm your host. You can find me at colleenpatrickgoudreau.com or at joyfulvegan.com. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. And of course, I encourage you to subscribe to Food for Thought. You can do so wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you're enjoying this free podcast called Food for Thought, I encourage you to share it with others. And of course, leave ratings and reviews. Word of mouth is the best way to increase its listenership, and supporting it is the best way to keep it going. Thank you to everyone who supports this podcast and who supports my work in general, all the content that I'm creating in different mediums. You can go to patreon.com/ColleenPatrickGoudreau to leave a tip in the jar. Hi, everyone. I hope you are doing fabulously well. I wanted to just tell you briefly what I'm doing all those hours you don't hear from me, besides living my life as compassionately and joyfully as possible. It has been an abundant year so far. It's only February, and I am managing what I call abundance management. Abundance management is when you have so many things going on, but they're all good things, but it is a lot to juggle. And that's what's happening right now. And I want to share with you everything that's happening. I also want to thank all of you who've reached out to me in response to my sharing my stories about the situation with my mother. My mother is in New Jersey. I am in California. And she was moved into a nursing home last year because her primary caregiver, her boyfriend, because my mother fell in love at age 75 or so, and he fell and broke his ankle and broke his shoulder. And once he recovered, it just still made sense to keep my mother in this wonderful nursing home that we found, really, truly a gift. And everything, you know, was intense. I was able to sell her condo, which was just a ton of work. And just a few weeks ago, I get a call that her boyfriend was in a motorcycle accident, because at 78, he decided to buy a Harley Davidson. And so then goodness, he's okay. He really could have been killed in this accident. He broke 8 ribs. He broke his collarbone, his clavicle, his leg, his arm in another place, and he lost his spleen. So he is now in an, you know, intensive physical therapy place. He cannot, he's not mobile. And I will be going back to New Jersey again, but it has just been insane. But I am so grateful that having had that experience we had, that call did not trigger a whole other, you know, series of emergency visits and trying to find out where to, how to care for my mother. And so I'm very grateful, and it's been a pretty intense year. But because of being really confident about the care she's getting, and I'm, as I said, I'm managing everything from California, and I will be going back there, I've been able to really focus on my work again. And I was able to get a lot done last year. I'm pretty surprised. If you listen to the Love Letters episode, I talk about everything I accomplished in 2017. However, I did it with great stress and strain, and I feel very light this year already, and so much is happening. And I want to share it with you. As you know, the intention in my work of over 20 years of doing this work on behalf of animals and veganism has been to guide people to live compassionately and healthfully with joy and confidence and without deprivation. For me, being vegan is just a manifestation of my deepest values of compassion and kindness. I've said that a million times. And living this way means experiencing abundance and joy. And that's what I try to convey and share with all of you. It's also about experiencing the pain of awareness, of course, but as you've heard me talk about also a million times on this podcast and elsewhere, feeling pain and anger isn't the same as living in pain and anger. It's all about what you choose to focus on. And while I channel my pain and anger into action, I also focus on the experiences that create joy. And that's why I have been focusing more and more on offering these experiences to you. The experiences like the Compassion in Action conferences I've been producing, through the stories I share with you about how to experience abundance and joy and compassion in your everyday life, all the strategies and tips and tricks and skills that we need to hone and cultivate in order to experience abundance and joy and compassion. through my own travel stories that I have now turned into CPG vegan trips because I want to provide opportunities for you to have stellar, joyful travel experiences with like-minded people. And someone said recently that the trips part of the CPG vegan trips doesn't really convey the essence of what we've created. They're experiences that create lifelong memories and lifelong friendships. I'm going to encourage you to go to cpgtrips.com to see the testimonials from past travelers, to see our video from Thailand that really characterizes the trips and really characterizes what I try to do in my work, which is abundance and joy and compassion and integrity and friendship and connections and animal protection. So I want you to know that I'm constantly at work curating experiences for you, and my platform continues to expand because of it. The Food for Thought podcast remains the heart of my work, even though you may not know it. I, of course, am always thinking of what to share with you, and I've got some really exciting episodes coming up based on a new journey that I've been embarking upon. Some of you are aware of it because of my social media posts, but this journey has quite altered my life. I feel like a new vegan. I'm on a zero waste journey that I began in the beginning of this year, of course, motivated and driven by my desire to protect animals and our natural world from harm and exploitation and destruction. Hand in hand with zero waste living is plastic free. And I'm going to share everything I've been learning and share my journey with you. I've been sharing it already in blog posts you can find at joyfulvegan.com. And of course, you will see a ton of content on my social media accounts as well. But I plan on sharing all of this with you in podcast episodes as well. So stay tuned, because I really feel like what it feels like to be a new vegan in terms of just the feeling of being overwhelmed and so much information and what gets altered and how people react and how to communicate it with other people and traveling and eating out. It's all new again, and it feels really good. And it's been eye-opening and fun. And I'm just really thrilled that so many people who follow me are also finding inspiration in my posts and implementing some of these things in their lives as well. There's so much we can do. That's why I get so frustrated when there are, you know, some vegans who get so hung up on the little tiny things that don't have an impact on the big picture of trying to reduce harm in this world, focusing on, you know, whether or not we should eat peanut butter that has been made on machines that perhaps also had dairy touching those machines, but once they were washed. I mean, it's so myopic, and it really loses the whole point of what being vegan is about. So zero waste for me is really an extension of the things I care about and why I'm vegan. And yeah, it took me 20 years to get here, even though I was already implementing a lot and was a pretty conscious consumer. I have a lot to learn and I have a lot of changes to make. So I'm really excited to share that with you. I will have some announcements about a book that I can't share with you yet, but hopefully soon. So that's something I spend a lot of time on. I have my agent working on pitching my book proposals. I have a few out there already. And that's another aspect of the content that I create, obviously, in book form. The Compassion in Action Conference, you know, I have my own vision and my own approach when it comes to this thing called veganism. And as you know, the foundation of everything I do is compassion. Fierce, unapologetic, strong, unabashed, beautiful compassion. And so a few years ago, I thought I would try my hand at creating a conference, because, you know, that's what I do, creating an event that reflected my philosophy and my way of going about things. And now here we are, and I'm producing the third annual Compassion in Action Conference. The magic that takes place at these events is incredible, and it's palpable. And I keep learning each time and improving with each year, because it's not just about sharing my content with the attendees. Everything I do is not just about sharing content. And this is what the kind of theme of this episode is. It's about creating experiences. It's about fostering connections. It's about creating community. It's about communication. Because I'll tell you, as much as this podcast has been meaningful for many of you, there is nothing like connecting with people in real life. All the crap that takes place on the internet, on Facebook, on the drama, on Twitter, none of it is the real world. The real world is how we treat each other and how we see ourselves in relation to the rest of the world in person, in real relationships, not in a two-dimensional space. So that's why I'm putting a ridiculous amount of work that goes into putting on a conference. I'm committed to doing it because I believe in the importance of creating these real life experiences for you. So it's going to be a 2-day conference. Last year we did a 1-day conference and I kind of tested that and I don't like it. I really want to create the kind of experience that enables you to really connect with each other that you can't do in a 1-day conference. Really, there are 3-day conferences because we do have an optional night. It's only limited to 20 people, but we do have an optional starter to the event on Friday night. And you'll see that if you go to compassioninactionconference.com, but really 2 full days and they're magical. And of course, the conferences are open to everyone and the content is applicable to you wherever you are on your journey. But I do know that if you're vegan, after some time passes, and this is what this year's conference is about, just being vegan feels like it's not enough. You want to do more. You want to be more active. You want to figure out how to spend your time and money in the most effective ways. I say this in the video for the event. We ask, what can I do? How can I help? What's the best use of my time? What are the most effective forms of advocacy? Is it enough to just be a volunteer? Can I turn my passion and skills into a career? Can I make a living while helping animals? What are other ways I can help animals in my life aside from just being vegan? How can I remain hopeful and joyful and compassionate in a world filled with violence and cruelty? How can I care for myself and practice self-compassion when I feel so weighed down by grief? And that's what we're focusing on this year for our 2018 conference, the theme of which is stretching your comfort zones. The intention behind this event is to connect like-minded people with each other, to give you the tools and resources you need to reflect your deepest values in your daily behavior so that we can create the compassionate world we all envision for ourselves and for everyone who lives on this planet, for human and non-human animals. The way it works is if you're interested in being surrounded by open, compassionate people who are experiencing the same joys and the same struggles and the same questions you are, then you will enjoy 2 full days, in addition to the 3rd, if you want to come on Friday night, that's an option, of talks and sessions and group workshops on this year's theme. I am so excited about the guests we already have coming. Stephanie Redcross from Vegan Mainstream, who is absolutely brilliant, and she's been instrumental in my work and helping me in the business aspects. She is going to be talking all about it, for those who are interested in implementing, you know, business strategies to your advocacy or turning your advocacy into a business, turning, you know, your passion into a career, all of the things related to that. She's absolutely brilliant. I'm also very excited because one of the inspirations in my journey for going zero waste is Catherine Kellogg of goingzerowaste.com. And she's local and she's been such an inspiration to me. And she's going to be talking about zero waste and kind of, you know, where you can start and what it's all about and why it's important. So those are 2 speakers we have so far. I'm always curating very carefully. I choose very carefully who I have to be part of these events because I want it to be really rich content and people of integrity who present. And that's just the beginning, but I'm also not going to do as much as I did certainly last year. I feel like we had too many speakers last year. So there's going to be more of a balance between other speakers, me presenting, but me also having open Q&As with you, and then also the work that you do together, which is, I think, what people want more than anything, is connecting with each other and having group work and implementing what they hear in the sessions. So we're going to talk about advocacy strategies, effective forms of advocacy, communication strategies. I'm going to talk about the 10 habits of highly effective advocates. As I said, Stephanie's topic on turning your advocacy into a career, what it means to practice unconditional compassion, something I talk about a lot. And I think it's one of the hardest things to do, but it's, I think, one of the most important things to do. How to practice self-compassion. And as I mentioned, the zero waste living, we're going to be talking about communication strategies. And I want to hear from you. I've already started hearing from people. I look at the surveys from past conferences very carefully, and I implement what I hear you saying you need. So I hear you. And if we don't implement it this year, there's next year too. I don't like making promises, but I have to say, I think this conference is like no other. And I think it's filling a need that I'm proud to fill, and I am impressed constantly with the integrity of the people who come to these conferences. So I hope to see you again this year. Of course, it's filling up already. I've already opened it up just to the people who've attended the past conferences. And there is a reason to sign up early. There are bonuses that you get if you sign up before certain dates. Those bonuses start to go away as those dates pass. So there is incentive to join early. It also enables me to not have to focus so much on the marketing, which is the part that I like the least, because I just want to work on the experience and I want to work on the content. But go to CompassionInActionConference.com. Of course, you can go to my website. You can just type in Compassion in Action Conference 2018 and you will find it and you will start to see and hear more about it. So please do join me this year in Oakland. I've got many surprises for you. I've got a really incredible experience that I'm looking to create for you, and I know it will be very special. Next, in addition to content and conferences, as many of you know, I have jumped in full force into offering vegan trips. Incredible, incredible experiences and adventures for you. You know I love to travel, and I've shared stories from a number of my trips with you over the years, and I could keep doing that. It's a lot easier than organizing trips for 20 to 25 people. But I really want to give you the experience of traveling compassionately and abundantly. And it's clear that people are craving this. So right now we've got 3 trips we're offering as I speak. 3 trips are open. 3. 1 to Northern Vietnam, 1 to the Alsace region of France, an absolutely gorgeous region, northern, like Vietnam, I said, which is, you know, one of the top travel destinations in the world, Christmas in Alsace, and then Rwanda in 2019. So you've heard me talk about Rwanda. You heard me tell you all about our journey to see the gorillas, which was an absolute dream of mine. And it's a dream going back. I can't believe I'm going to go back again to where Diane Fossey started her important work that has led to the survival of this species that would have definitely become extinct by now had it not been for her work and the work that continues because of the Diane Fossey Gorilla Fund International. We're going to Nyungwe, where I talked about the chimpanzees. We're going to see the golden monkeys also in volcanoes. And we're also going to Akagera. Akagera is where, after the genocide in Rwanda, there was a huge refugee outpouring. It was quite a crisis. And there were areas that were quite badly affected. And one of them was, you know, this area where there was a lot of wildlife. They have reintroduced wildlife to this area, including reintroducing lions and kind of the big 5 that people go see on safari. And it's all done very respectfully. And we curate this very carefully. But in Rwanda, you get to go to the chimpanzees, you get to go see the gorillas, and you get to go see lions and giraffes and hippopotamuses and all the animals people go to other countries for. So it's going to be quite special. I'll get back to that in a moment. But I just want to emphasize that we announced the Rwanda trip already, and it sold out in 48 hours. I'm not exaggerating. We announced it and it sold out immediately, and then we had a wait list. So this is the trip that's for June to July 2019, end of June to the beginning of July in 2019. And because it sold out in 48 hours, we decided to do what some of you might think is crazy, but we're offering back-to-back trips to Rwanda. So if you are serious about joining us for what is a no exaggeration trip of a lifetime. Go to cpgtrips.com and click on whatever trip suits your fancy, including joining us for the second Rwanda trip in 2019. It's not inexpensive to go to Rwanda. We don't choose these prices. It is what it is. It's $1,500 just to get a permit for the gorillas. And so it's worth it because you're supporting the conservation of these animals and their habitat. But it's a trip of a lifetime. And that's why we're announcing it as early as we are, so people can save. And so we sold out of that first one in 48 hours. I keep saying 24, in 48 hours. And we have a wait list. So we're going to go to the wait list first and invite them to join us for the second trip. But if you're very serious and you want to join us, go to cpgtrips.com or rwanda.cpgtrips.com. You can just go to cpgtrips.com, click on whatever trip you're interested in, and you need to give your security deposit. One of the things we're already doing for the first trip is getting the permits to go visit the gorillas because they only give a limited number of permits. So we're in February 2018, and I'm talking about late June 2019, and we're already having to get our permits. So we need to know right away if people are very serious. You give your deposit. We don't expect you to pay it all at once. You'll see the installments. We can work with you. But if you're very serious, you can register. Now, if the trip isn't on the website yet, if that date, because we just launched, we just decided, and we talked about it ad nauseum, but we decided to do this. If you're interested, you know, put your deposit, or if that is not on there yet, just at least write to the contact page and tell them you want to go. It's July 5th to July 16th. Wait, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, something like that. Maybe the 5th to the 17th, something like that. It's 12 days. And if it's a go, if you're interested and we get that filled up again, it's a go. And if it doesn't fill up, then we're not going, and I won't have to be away from my cats for 5 weeks, and we will come home after our first tour ends. But if you're interested, this is what I'm willing to do to give you that experience. So Northern Vietnam, 2018, we still have slots available. It's in a few months, but we still have slots available if you're listening. Historic towns, bike rides through quaint villages, breathtaking drives, an overnight boat trip on a UNESCO World Heritage Site, cooking classes, moon bears. Animals Asia is an amazing nonprofit organization that we're really proud to have partnered with to go visit their sanctuary in Vietnam. They've been rescuing bears who've been used and exploited and tortured for the bear bile industry, which means that these animals are in cages really no larger than their bodies. And they have catheters, very crude catheters, usually inserted without any kind of surgical cleanliness or anesthesia, and the bile is drained from their gallbladders. It's horrific, and their mission is to close down bear bile farming. In China, it is legal. In Vietnam, it is not. So they're working with the Vietnamese government, and they've been making great strides. It's really impressive. And so they have a beautiful sanctuary that's not open to the public in Vietnam, in Northern Vietnam, and that's where we're going to be. So we're going to go visit the moon bears, spend the day there, and of course, everyone's invited to support their work, which you can do so even if you don't join us. But we're focused on Hanoi and Hoi An and Hue and Ha Long Bay. Apparently, we're only going to places that start with an H. And there is a reason Vietnam is a top travel destination. So if you'd like to join us, you can do so. Go to cpgtrips.com. Our Christmas trip, we're calling it a fairy tale Christmas trip, fairy tale, magical Christmas vegan trip to France. It's going to be magical. I've talked about a bit of our magical trip to southern Germany a few Christmases ago. We were in Austria and Germany, and there's really nothing like going to these areas at Christmas time. The Alsace region of France is absolutely stunning. I think Christmas was invented there. And truly, there is nothing better than celebrating the holiday season in a region filled to the brim with quaint Christmas markets and charming medieval villages nestled among hillside vineyards with mountains on one side and the Rhine River and Germany on the other. Oh, and Paris thrown in for good measure, because Paris. So we'll be in Paris for the first couple days, and we've got so many surprises for you. Cobblestone passageways, quaint villages, historic medieval towns, magical Christmas markets, romantic castles, beautiful vineyards, and every food non-vegans eat that we do better, croissants, fondue, onion soups, seitan bourguignon, chocolate pâtés, black forest cakes. There's no reason you shouldn't enjoy all of this just because you choose not to hurt animals. There's no reason we can't. And that's what we're going to be sharing with you. We are half full and we need to fill this trip by March 10th. If we don't fill it, we're not going. We are taking over an entire hotel, a beautiful hotel in Colmar. It's a beautiful little village in the Alsace region. And you can see all of the details at, again, you can go to alsace.cpgtrips.com or you can just go to cpgtrips.com and click on that trip. You'll see the entire itinerary. We have everything laid out for you, but we need to get your spot secured by March 10th or we're not going. We're already half full. So if you'd like to share Christmas with me, we're going to have a holiday feast together. It ends just before Christmas. So you can still get home in time to be with your family or bring them. We will be enjoying Glühwein, which is mulled wine, at these wonderful Christmas markets, castles, the Black Forest, and Black Forest cake. Need I say more? So if you want to enjoy this with us, please go to cpgtrips.com. And then, as I said, Rwanda. What can I say? Gorillas, chimpanzees, golden monkeys, lions, giraffes, hippos, magical forests, stunning hillsides. I love Kigali, the city. I love the people. I would not be going back and I wouldn't be willing to spend 5 weeks there if I didn't love this country. So I've already expressed my affection for it on the podcast episode when I talked all about our visit to four countries in Africa. I am blown away by this place and I'm really excited to go back. So you can go check out that incredible itinerary at cpgtrips.com. Click on Rwanda to secure your spot. Again, if the new trip dates aren't on there, it's July 5th to the 16th, 2019. Just make sure, give it time. It'll be there, but send an email to the contact page and start packing your bags. Well, don't pack your bags yet, but you get the idea. So those are the specific trips we've got running. And these trips, I did a little video with my husband if you want to watch it. We talked all about kind of the characteristics of these trips. And again, these are experiences, the friendships that are formed. So whether you're a single traveler or you're in a couple or whatever, even if you're in a couple but your partner doesn't come with you, or if you come together or you're single, people talked about our Thailand trip with such affection and I'm so grateful for it. And I'm so grateful for Sebastian and Bridie because they are our partners in this and they are just so aligned with my vision and we together create these experiences and Seb is brilliant and we just do everything we can to make the best experience and people felt it on our Thailand trip. So we want to do more for you and a lot of our Thailand folks are coming to Rwanda with us and some of them are coming to Alsace with us so you can come to more than one trip. The cuisine, as I mentioned, in France we're going to have everything that non-vegans have but we're going to have them better. In Thailand, of course, we really celebrate the cuisines of the region. Did I say Thailand? In Vietnam, we will have Vietnamese cuisine and we curate all of these meals. So we work very closely with the vendors and with the chefs to create really fantastic meals. In Rwanda, there's not a particular cuisine that jumps out at us, but we work with the chefs so that we can experience some of the local cuisine because there is a lot of vegetarian cuisine in Rwandan cuisine. A lot of vegetarian meals in Rwandan cuisine, but we will be curating again just the most wonderful experiences. So the food we really curate very, very carefully. The animals, this is a huge characteristic. Not only the shelters and the sanctuaries and the wildlife rehabilitation centers we visit and celebrate the work that's being done, we vet these places very carefully. You have to believe that. There's no way that I would go anywhere that I haven't vetted. We also do scouting, so we go there. And of course, we never support any unethical tourism. So you can check out my podcast that I did after our trip to Thailand about ethical tourism. And there's a lot to say, and it varies according to the region you go to, but we make sure in every region we go to that we're not supporting anything, the obvious things, like we wouldn't go to rodeos, we wouldn't go to zoos, we wouldn't go to circuses, but some things that you might not even be aware of. We also curate, I would say number four is attention to detail. We make sure that, you know, you're not going to be with a tour guide for, you know, one of our activities where they start talking about the best steak in the area or the best fishing or where you can go to a rodeo or whatever, right? We work with the vendors so that no one will be caught off guard by someone celebrating animal exploitation. We do our best. These people are human. They're also used to tourists wanting to hear about those things. So someone might slip up. But the point is, we're mindful of even that. We pay a lot of attention to detail and work very closely with everybody. So not a lot of tour operators do that. And I think that's, I think it's very unique to our trips. Number five, we do things that are specific to the region that make that area special, like the Christmas markets in Alsace, the Black Forest in Germany, the castles, the river cruises that we're going to be experiencing in the Alsace trip. In Vietnam, of course, there are the temples in Hanoi. There's the beautiful old quarter in Hanoi. There's the overnight luxury boat in Ha Long Bay, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. There's the vegan royal cuisine specific to Hue, which is really wonderful because that cuisine is already vegan in Hue. The ridiculous adorableness in Hoi An, just type in Hoi An. It is right on the river. It is so absolutely gorgeous, little canal. Cooking class right on the farm that we're doing in Vietnam. And then, of course, anyone who's interested in the Vietnam War, called the American War there, I'm very interested. There's also lots of history about that. In Rwanda, of course, everything that I already named about Rwanda, and that includes the genocide. We will be going to genocide memorials. You can opt out of anything you don't want to go to in any of these places. But of course, we try to create as rich an experience for you. This is all inclusive. Everything is part of your what you pay. Everything, every entrance, every ride, every transportation, everything is included. And but you don't have to go to any of these things. But I do think in a country like Rwanda that experienced one of the most horrific genocides in the history of our culture, our world, I think it's very important to go and memorialize what happened and the people who were killed and understand what happened. So we will be going to genocide memorials. And of course, as I said, all of the wonderful, the natural landscape we'll be experiencing as well. Number six, these are five-star trips. This is travel in comfort and luxury. No doubt about it. You deserve it. I want you to experience the joy and abundance that comes with living a compassionate life. And if this is a trip that you don't think is affordable now, if this keeps working, we're going to have them in the future, so start saving. Compassion doesn't mean deprivation, and we want you to see that. But you'll also see that there's a variety of prices in the Alsace trip. There's a, you know, there's something for everyone in all of these trips. The Rwanda trip might be out of your price range right now, but someday it might be. Number seven, the quality of the people. I mentioned the quality, the caliber of the people who come to the conferences. It's the same for the people who join us on these trips. The quality is high. And that includes, I'm going to just say it, my husband, because he's pretty awesome. So you get to travel with David Goodrow. And my friends, Bridie and Sebastian, who are my partners in this and who are just the most wonderful people. So there's a high caliber of human beings on these trips. And then, as I said, so many people who've created what they call lifelong friendships from these trips. Number eight, you know, I'm looking forward to spending time with you. This is an opportunity for you to get some one-on-one time. I hear from so many people who have questions and they want my thoughts about what they are dealing with. And this is time together. This is time to enjoy life together and experience the travel together. Of course, going to a place that I love so much with all the animals, experiencing that together. Depending on where we are, sometimes I will do a cooking class. I am going to be doing a cooking class in the Alsace trip. I'm going to be doing something around creating a really beautiful holiday meal so that when you go back home, you have that already figured out. We always do some kind of Q&A, and it's just an opportunity to connect with each other. So I'm looking forward to that. And nine, like-minded travelers. These are people who together, there's an inherent trust because there's a shared value. And that is meaningful for people because it's very safe for people. Now, I want to say too that there are non-vegans who travel with us. They're usually mostly partners of vegans who were the ones who wanted to come on the trip, and their spouses came with them. And I'm very proud that those non-vegans have said in the times, those who've traveled with us, that they never felt judged. They never felt that they weren't part of the group because they weren't vegan. They're vegan the time they're on the trip with us, unless someone goes off and buys animal products, you know, when they're off on their own. That's not my business. But while they're with us, they're enjoying everything that we're enjoying, all of the activities, all of the food. And I've heard from they've been mostly men who say they feel so good after eating vegan with us for 10, 12 days, however long our trips are. They vary. So yeah, like-minded travelers, being among safe people for you to just be who you are and just be the compassionate, joyful people you are, who might also be sad when you see something, like, that's okay too. So it's a really safe place. And then the extras, we do go the extra mile. Seb is incredibly knowledgeable. Seb and Brighty both have long histories in tourism and travel and tour leading. And Seb just knows his way around everything, and he's a problem solver. Yeah, I know, Seb, you're listening to this and you're like, say more. I'm going to say only a little bit more, which is that he takes such good care of everybody. Everybody just really can trust Seb and Brighty. You're always safe. You're always in good hands. Any issue you have, we really strive to take care of. So, and you can do your own thing, but we do try to create the best experience. And there's lots of surprises. We like surprises a lot. So we do a lot of surprises and fun things. We conspire constantly, the four of us. Seb and Brighty live in Bangkok, and David and I live in California. So we're many miles away, and we are on completely different time zones, but we have a means of communicating, and we communicate constantly about what we're creating for you. So that's what this is all about. The podcasts I produce, the videos I produce, the social media posts I share, the books I write, the blog posts I write, the conferences I produce, the trips I'm curating and hosting. It's all about the vegan experience. It's all about living joyfully and fully and abundantly, compassionately, intentionally, open, creatively, and consciously. Is it openly? Openly? Openly, creatively, and consciously. And I'm really grateful to celebrate this way of living with you. I will be back soon with more episodes. Until then, for the animals, this is Colleen Patrick-Gaudreau. Thanks for listening.